Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos Quintana. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wayne Housey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton hits a line drive for a single. Molitor moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff bunts towards the mound. Clemens fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Hamilton moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley fields it and throws to home to get Molitor. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. There go the runners. The throw from Peña and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Hamilton scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quintana batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Quintana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quintana moves to second. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Quintana scores. Clark moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bichette strikes out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Howsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howsey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wegman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wegman. Howsey moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Howsey moves to third. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quintana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Surhoff steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Surhoff moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Quintana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner is walked intentionally. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Howsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howsey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Spears, and into shallow left field. Peña reaches second base with a double. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Quintana, and into shallow right field. Spears reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a pop-up towards the mound. Clemens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quintana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quintana strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Clark reaches second base with a double. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Peña to second, and Surhoff is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Howze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howze is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howze hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gantner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spears hits a ball on the ground for a single. Gantner moves to third. Bichette moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gantner scores. Bichette moves to third. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive beyond third. Cooper can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bichette scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Molitor moves to third. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Howze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quintana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sveum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Housie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Julio Macardo now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cooper is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive for a single. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Housie is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Housie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Housie strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peña hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bichette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bichette strikes out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spears is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spears hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Housie, who is chasing the ball. Spears reaches third base with a triple. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sveum is 0 for 3 in the game. Sveum strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor is walked intentionally. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Molitor. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Spears scores. Molitor scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Hamilton moves to second. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Serhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Serhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. It's 6-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground for a single. Serhoff moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 0 for 4 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Wade Boggs pinch hits for Mike Brumley. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 4 in the game. Reed hits a line drive for a single. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Carlos Quintana. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.